Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I know that some of us, we think that even democracy is biblical, and that is how God wants it. Well, because a white man practices democracy and everything, they put it to the vote. But just wait some few years' time, you get to understand that there is a difference between what the superpower is dieting on and what the Bible wants us to diet on. Because the time is coming very quickly, and now it is even announcing itself. The sovereignty of nations are being broken. Barriers are being broken. Now we are getting to a place where very soon there will be a one world dictator. And what he says is law. And in spite of our astuteness in democracy, we are soon going to see. It does not matter. We are soon going to see that this even Antichrist is going to prepare the way for this one ruler, the true Christ, Jesus Christ, to politically rule the whole world. And what he says is law. There is nothing to be put to vote. 1,000 years. You don't say it is okay, let Peter also come and rule. No, that is the kingdom system. But you can so imbibe the kind of desires of the superpower in such a way that it becomes Bible to you. It becomes scripture to you. And you despise the manna. You despise the heavenly food that will take you into the kingdom system. That will make you experience the rule of God in your life. Because it isn't your opinion. It is what God says that matters in your life. And that matters in our society. It's not what the people are saying. Whether gay people have got rights, homosexuals have got rights. No, that is not that. It is what God says. That stands. I think I've belabored this point, but I've just gone through making you to understand that there is a difference between what the superpower, his food, that he feeds us every day. And if you open the news, they will always talk loudly about democracy. They feed us every day. But a time is coming that the kingdom system that we are used to is going to flourish. Hallelujah. So you must watch. You must watch. Let me also say something about this manna, this radical change of diet. Can you imagine that the eternal God is with Israel, as we learned last week, in the wilderness. And then he tells them that they should go and gather the manna on daily basis. Eternal God, can't he just feed you once and you are okay? Because he is eternal. But now the eternal God requires that on daily basis you give us this day our daily bread. The manna, this diet I'm talking about, is a now food. Can we all say a now food? Please say it aloud. It's a now food. In other words, the manna is for you now. The manna that God fed Israel with, the heavenly food, had no past because it could not be preserved. God told Israel that take it on daily basis. What you eat for the day, take it. Don't preserve it and say that maybe the next day I'm going to eat it. They tried. And then the thin bread went. And God was annoyed with them. Now, why did you do what I told you not to do? I'm saying this to make us to understand that the manna is not a food that is for the past. It's a present food. Neither has it got a future. Okay, it hasn't got a future. It hasn't got a future because if you try to preserve it, it breeds worms. And rather, it hasn't got a past because when the sun came up, everything melted as if no manna has existed on the spot before. Now that is very wonderful. I don't know anything on this earth like that. You don't have a future. You cannot preserve it on your own. Only God can preserve it. And you don't have a past. Okay? When the sun comes, the manna vanishes. Everything melts. And then you cannot have the manna again. I want us to understand that what we are doing for God matters now. I know that many of us, we have got plans for God tomorrow. But your life right now matters. And I know that some of us, we just rest on what we did for God and the fire that we were on yesterday. Today, there is no fire. The fire is gone. But we are still basking in what we did for God yesterday. But yesterday is gone. Hallelujah. It matters what you are doing for God now. Let us not postpone our service to God for the future. That pastor, you wait tomorrow, I am going to be on fire. Pastor, you wait tomorrow, I am going to give my whole self to God. You may not have tomorrow. Tomorrow may melt away. You are not guaranteed tomorrow. It is important what you are doing for God now. It is important the fire in your life now. Hallelujah. So I want us to change the way, radically, the way that we are looking at the whole service to God and the kind of thing that we have been fed with, and make us to understand that God wants us to do something for Him now. Don't say, I will do it for Him tomorrow. After I finish school, or after I finish work, or maybe when I go on pension, or maybe when I become an old person, or maybe when I marry and I am on my own. If you have anything to do for God, do it now. It is a wrong dieting for us to think that we can even rest on what we did for God yesterday. Because you may have hallowed God yesterday, what about now? We must think about our present life. That is what the wilderness tells us about. It tells us, what are we doing for God now? Not what did we do yesterday? Yesterday you may have been a wonderful Christian. What about today? Now you are relaxed. Now you backslide and you say that you have matured. Because you are no more enthusiastic about the things of God, you call it maturity. You are no more on fire, so you have matured. It is immature people who must be excited about the word of God. And who must be excited about church. As far as we are used to church. So we don't panic. We don't get excited when it comes to church. Because unlike some years ago, now I've matured. So now, I just take things easy. I am making us to understand that that is not the kind of diet that God wants us to feed upon. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 3, maybe we should talk only today about the change of diet. Hebrews chapter 3, let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3, our text. And then verse 14. Says 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. Whilst it is called today, exhort them. Whilst it is called today, they will not have tomorrow. Say today, if you hear my voice, do something today. Don't rest upon tomorrow. Because the manna it has melted away. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. There is deceit in the world, and there is so much deceit in the world, and you can deceive yourself that I haven't gone back to Egypt, but I am overthrown in the wilderness. I am not walking in the kingdom system. But the deception of the devil over your life is over. Hallelujah. I said that the deception of the devil over your life is over. Hallelujah. I speak against deception today. I speak against wrong doctrine today. I speak against doctrine that has got results but that are not the ways of God. Because the Bible says in our text that the people tempted me, proved me, and they saw my works. But I said they have not known my ways. He made known his works, his results unto them. You may see results, but not enter into a relationship. A relationship is talking about something daily. Daily. Go to God daily. Not based upon yesterday. Go to God daily. Yesterday's whatever fellowship you had with God, good time you had in prayer is over. What about now? Look at verse 14. That's where I want to read. For we are made partakers of Christ if you hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. You are made a partaker of Christ, of the kingdom system, if you hold your confidence from beginning to the end. Not when you start well with God and then you just stop in the middle. He says that you are not made a partaker of Christ. It matters what you are now. It matters your spiritual condition now. That is the diet God wants us to feed upon. All other things will make us relax into so-called maturity in quotes. But the eternal God wants us to feed on daily basis. He wants us to relate with him on the basis of relationship. Daily, go and pick it. Daily, it may be laborious. There may have been a free way that you can copy and then you have it. But daily, go and do it. Give us this day our daily bread. Bread in the Bible talks about revelation. Daily, you must have a revelation because he builds upon it. Daily, you must go to God. Daily, you must have God rubbing upon you. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, not who sought him. You may have sought him yesterday. What about today? Are you backsliding today? You are made a partaker of Christ if you hold on our confidence, as we had in the beginning, unto the end. Let us not be deceived by the wilderness that we are still in church and we have not gone into Egypt. We have not gone back, but you can be overthrown in the wilderness. But it is not your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So let us relate with God on the basis of relationship. What he tells us. Always find it expedient, not just to be practical in quotes, but to wait upon the Lord and let him guide you. Have a relationship with God. It is very important. That is why he gave them the manna. Now, the other thing about the manna I want us to understand is that the manna, 10 to Exodus 16, the manna was a blank check food. Exodus chapter 16. Those of you who know the literature about the wilderness, you understand, not from Sunday school. Please read it for yourself. Don't rely upon what you were taught by the Sunday school. Okay? Because as you begin to read it for yourself with the Holy Spirit, you get to understand that the Sunday school doctrine was like halfway and some of them inaccurate. But in Exodus chapter 16 and then verse 15, it says, and when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna. It is manna. Now the meaning of manna is, what is it? For they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. Now, the manna meant, the name manna meant, what is it? Or what is that? The reason why they called it manna was because when they went to look on the floor God said, I'll bring you heavenly food. When they went, they were not used to it. So they said, what is it? And they called it manna. But God said in the same Exodus 16 verse 4, then the Lord said to Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a certain rate every day, that I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. What has the manna got to do with walking in the law of God? What has the manna got to do with walking in the word of God? It has got everything to do with it.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
You see, because what God gave unto them was a blank check of a food. In other words, He said that, look, whatever your need is, this manna, when you eat it, it's able to meet your need. If it is protein you need in your body, it is a blank check. You name the manna protein. When you eat it, it's going to be protein for you. If it is maybe iron you need, whatever mineral you need in your body, you name it. Because my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory. Your need may be different from my need. As we hear the word of God right now, your need may be, maybe God give me a job. Some other person's need may be, God give me maybe health or give me something. But the Bible says that the same manna becomes whatever thing that you name it. So if you name it the Lord, through this word, I want my healing to come to me. The manna is going to be healing for you. Through this word, I want you to give me grace to get well. The manna is going to be grace to you. Through this word, I want you to give me a favor in this aspect of my life. The same manna is going to be that favor and minister what you need unto you. So God did not have a problem at all just repeating the diet. He did not have a problem because He had given them a blank spiritual check. But many times in our Christian life, when we gather before the Lord in the wilderness, when we are even in the church, we do not understand what the word of God is. Because the word of God is everything that you need unto you. Whether the word is a word on holiness or is a word on faith, whatever that word is, whatever your need is, you name it, that word is going to meet that need. Otherwise, you will get into the situation of Israel where they despise the manna. You see, every day we are eating this manna. Every day, this is the word that they teach. Every day, this is the word that they preach. But God is giving you a blank spiritual check on which you are going to write what you need in your body. Because whatever thing that God offers unto you, whatever thing that you need from it, you are able to get it. So that you do not have to despise the word of God. Because the word of God is a blank check that you have to fill in the value. You fill it in yourself, and it will be delivered by the angels unto you. You know the person who comes to mind? Daniel. Daniel chapter 1. The Bible tells us about this young people that the king wanted them to feed on his diet, feed upon the food of the king. Because the king at that time ate meat, drank wine, and they had experimented and they are seeing that eating meat and drinking wine scientifically is going to make you look nicer and fresher and okay. So they said, because Daniel and his friends are supposed to serve before the king, I want them to eat my diet. And that is what the superpower will always do to you. Eat what I eat. Repeat what I am doing. But God has a different diet. What happened to Daniel? Daniel said that we are not going to eat the king's diet. We are not going to drink his water or his wine. He told the person who was overseeing them that, please just give us vegetables to eat. And test us after 10 days and see whether the vegetable is working or not. The Bible says that Daniel found favor. They were giving vegetables. The other people were giving the sophisticated dishes of the superpower. And after 10 days, they just compared them. And they saw that Daniel and his friends, even 10 times, they were better in wisdom. They saw Daniel and his friends, they look better, fairer, more beautiful than the people who fed on the king's diet. And that is a very wonderful lesson for us. Because whatever God offers you, it will become in your body what your body needs, provided it was God who gave it. You just take it in. It may be a repeat. It may be the same thing you had last week, but just take it in. And whatever thing that you need, you name it, it will be in your life what you need. Whether in your life you need to look fairer, it is going to be to you. More beautiful is going to be to you. Sharpen your brains is going to be to you. So that we do not need to despise the food that God gives unto us, because the manna was a repetitive diet. And God says, I'm intentionally going to repeat that this Bible is more for, I don't know a book that repeats itself than this Bible. Because whatever is in Genesis chapter 1 is everywhere. It's everywhere in the Bible. We find accounts of God repeating himself in Samuel, in Kings. We find accounts of the gospel repeating. And Paul repeats this thing here. He goes to say the same thing to another child. Another child, God puts it together. He says that this is my word. The word of God is full of repetition. It is the manner of life. It is the same thing said by different people. In other words, in different circumstances, but it is the same manner. But it will be to you what you need in your life. Never despise any word of God that is coming to you, because it is a heavenly food that God is offering. Let us learn to write in the word of God that is coming our true needs, because the word of God always comes with grace. But sometimes we despise the word just because we do not know what it is. God says that you determine what it is in your body, in your life, and it will be to you what you declared it to be, irrespective of whatever. Let us end by looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. And then verse 20. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. Now he that established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Now I want us to end the session understanding that whatever thing that God has promised unto you, irrespective of whatever diet that is coming your way, that promise is going to come to pass in your life. All the promises of God, they are yes and they are amen. Anytime you have a problem believing God, please remember that as a sign that his word is going to come to pass in your life, he has given you the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls him a spirit of promise. The Bible says that he is the down payment. He is a guarantee that whatever thing God has promised you, you are going to have it. Anytime you have a problem with faith, remember that the Holy Spirit is in you. And He is the down payment. He is a guarantee. Like you go to a shop, you want to have maybe an appliance and you do a down payment. It is a guarantee that that thing, you will get it. God says, I have promised you a kingdom system, but I have given you a guarantee. The Holy Spirit is living inside of you as an assurance that my word is going to be yes and amen unto you. Anytime you have a problem struggling, believing God, please remember that all of His promises are yes and amen, because He has given an earnest of the Spirit. He has given us a guarantee that that word will come to pass by the Holy Spirit living inside of us. Isn't God a good God? Can't we live this life of faith? Yes, we can, just because we have every element. We can survive the wilderness because of the down payment that is inside of my spirit. I believe that you are going places. I believe that God is not leaving you here. I believe that what God has got for you, it hasn't even entered your heart yet. There are awesome things God has got for your life. I believe that God is going to lift you up. He's going to lift up your family. He's going to lift all of us up. God is going to bless us tremendously until we are so lost in the blessing. He's going to flow us with milk and honey. I believe that God's order is going to come into our life. I believe it, just because there is a down payment. There is a guarantee. And I tell the Lord, Lord, because your spirit is in me, I cannot fail. This health problem, I overcome it because the Holy Spirit is in me. And if the spirit of the one who raised up Christ from the dead dwells in me, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also by the spirit quicken my mortal body. And whatever thing I need in my life, because your spirit is in me, he's going to work this word. He's going to work the word of God. And he's going to bring the word of God into your life. You will survive the wilderness. We will not be overthrown whilst we are in church. We will not lose things whilst we are in church, but we are on our way even to the kingdom system that God has promised unto our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at Number 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.